Valentine's Day edition of Rosie on the House. Celebrating some of the best Valentine's Day songs since 1955, which we're kind of celebrating, is the birthday of Sanderson Ford, where we're broadcasting out live. The only thing we don't have any more to give out for free, because this gentleman just walked up in the 10 o'clock hour and said, I want the 10 o'clock gold rose from Jewels of by G. Darrell Olson. So the gold roses are gone. But I think we still have, what, 20, 30 pounds of crawfish out there? If you show up,
at least.
If you show up at Sanderson Ford, we've had people, a good line of people eating. It's free boiled crawfish. If you've never eaten it, we got plenty of Cajuns out here that can teach you how to eat it. Once you learn how to eat it, you'll never give up on it. So we've got it's a customer appreciation event here at Sanderson Ford. They've got the President Day sale going on. Carol, my baby daughter Carol Grace, is out here assisting everybody, keeping things cleaned up, teaching them how to eat crawfish. We've got this fella here. I can't say what's on his shirt, but he's authentic. This guy, not him, this guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's an authentic Cajun right there. We imported an authentic Cajun from Sulphur, Louisiana to do all the cooking. Boudreaux is here cooking the crawfish, so you're going to get it. You're going to get it. They just got to the airport last night. We picked the live crawfish up last night. It's as fresh as it can be. Like Romy says, they were happy as could be crawling around in the Louisiana bayous yesterday, and they're just happy as could be in the boiling pot in Glendale, Arizona today. So get over to Sanderson Ford and let us serve you a free serving of authentic boiled Cajun crawfish.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the broadcast.
We can also give them tickets to next weekend's International Sportsman Show.
We have tickets to give away. We still have a couple water bottles left, and we've got the outdoor adventure bag that has about $400 worth of products inside the backpack. It's perfect for, you know, no matter what level of outdoorsman you are, if the extent is to the top of Camelback Mountain, or if you're somebody that can hike to the top of the Catalinas, this is perfect for you.
It is. That little Garmin GPS system they've got inside that bag is awfully pretty nice, so awfully cool.
And we're only people showing up to register are going to win it, so not everyone that's come has registered for it. Yeah. Your odds are pretty good.
Yeah. A lot better than getting struck by lightning right now.
Yep.
Now, we're talking in the Arizona Republic edition of Home this weekend about romantic projects you can tackle in, out, and about your house that could be considered a romantic holiday gift. And I'm going to start with one of the simplest ones. You don't need a nail apron. You don't need a tape measure. You don't need a circular saw. You don't need 10 shears. You don't need a 4-foot level. You don't need any of it. If all you've ever slept on is discount sheets and linens on your bed, go ahead and track down some sheets that are 400 count Pima cotton. You won't imagine the difference in comfort in turning in at night. It is absolutely a world of difference. And what I didn't know, I was just listening to the radio just 2 weeks ago, and Stephen Lewis, the governor of the Gila River Indian community, was talking. I've always heard the term Pima cotton, and Egyptian cotton, and Pima cotton, and Egyptian cotton. Pima cotton has to be grown in Arizona. And as I understood what he was saying, it has to be of the Gila River Indian community area. So it's one of the finest long grain cottons available. If you are stumped on what to get your Valentine, think about getting them a nice set. It's a home improvement project that's extremely easy. You're going to spend about four times what you'd normally spend for a regular pair of discount sheets, but I'll bet you'll never go back to the discount sheets again.
And where would I start?
to find them?
Yeah.
Well, I think you can find them in any of the better linen and bed stores.
But you just look for the Pima cotton on the label.
400 count. Get 400 the high count. Yeah. Very, very comfortable. Very, very comfortable. And the only other thing I could say that beats that is I actually slept on some sheets that were bamboo. The most unbelievable experience I've ever had. But they were $1,000 a set.
Ooh. That's a little tight.
So
right, I think of the other things.
We haven't sprung for any of those, but we spring for the 400-plus thread count on the cotton.
I could think of a few things I could spend $1,000 on other than sheets. So that's one project.
That's one of the projects. Another one of the projects that could help a lot, too, is how about mood lighting for your backyard? You know, are you tired? You know, the backyard right now, this time of year, think about it. We've got people in some parts of this country that can't even go outside right now. As a matter of fact, we're buying them gift subscriptions to Arizona Highways Magazine. If you'll touch us through Facebook and give us the name and address of any relative you have that live in and around and about Boston, Massachusetts, that can't get out of their house this particular weekend because of the series of storms they've been hit with, Rosie on the House will buy them a one-year subscription to Arizona Highways Magazine. So please reach out to us through Facebook. If you want to talk about projects that you're building or maintaining or remodeling about your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring at the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer, my wife, will pick up the phone, get your name, where you're calling from, what your question is, and we'll get you answered by using our combined 50 years of home building and remodeling experience right here in Arizona. You know, we landed here. I checked with Mom just to double-check my memory. I called her last night, and I said, Mom, when did we actually land at 56th Street and Thomas? She said, Rosie, that was the summer, June. We got here in July of 1966. So we're sneaking up on our own 50-year celebration of being here in Arizona.
Most people that end up in Arizona are here not because they landed here in July. They ended up here this time of year. I bet you there's a few people from the Northwest that were here for the Super Bowl last week or a couple weeks ago, or the golf tournaments. They said, man, I could get used to this. There's not a lot of people that get here in July and say, we found home.
Yeah. Don't forget to go to rosieonthehouse.com and register for the Arizona Staycation. Like I say, we're celebrating 1955. I'd like to hear, do we have any open lines right now, buddy?
I need to tell you that one of our callers had the perfect call for this hour. It's Valentine's, and it's remodeling and do-it-yourself all put together. She said that the best Valentine gift that any guy could give his honey was to finish the honey-do list today. So I think everybody ought to call in and get those honey-do lists organized and let us know how we can help. And
seriously?
So I want to know, since the broadcast lasts so long, when are you going to help me with mine?
Seriously? So you thought that was the best call of the day, huh?
I love it. I told her she wasn't alone.
Jennifer, do you have any open lines at all?
I have two.
You have two open lines. Okay. For a Rosie on the House gift bag, in 1955, the Dodgers beat the Yankees 2-0 to win the World Series in Game 7, 1955. I want to know, in 1955, who won the Super Bowl. Romy, let's go to our first caller.
Which would be Mark in Phoenix. Welcome to the broadcast. Tell us about your project.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was traveling. I've been gone for 8 weeks and had my hot water heater turned off. And I thought when I got back, it would be good for me to drain it before starting it back up. What's the best way of doing that? Do you just pick up a hose and drain it? Do you drain it, or do you leave the water on and just let it flush out?
And Mark, you said you had turned off the water heater, so there was water in the tank not being heated.
Go ahead.
You had the water heater turned off, but there was water in the tank, correct?
I can't hear you.
Okay. Well, go ahead and hang up. Turn your radio on.
Back on.
And listen to the answer. We're going to assume that there was water in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
but it was turned off.
He left.
And the reason we turn it up past 128 is to kill any kind of bacteria or growth that could happen. At that sustained heat, there's not a lot that can grow in there. I'm sure something can, but not anything that's harmful. So you definitely want to flush out that water.
He gets home, and the best thing he can do is attach a hose to the drain located at the bottom of the water heater. Crack that open with the hose running out to the backyard. Then go ahead and go to the faucet that's closest to the water heater and open the hot water side. Go over to the water heater and take the valve on top of the water heater and close that valve. The hot water will quit running out of the faucet. It will create an atmospheric pressure consistency inside the tank. It won't create a vacuum on it. That'll allow air to fill the top of the tank as the water is draining out of the bottom of the tank. It, depending on how long it has been since he has done this, I have seen water heaters that are 10 or 12 or 13 years old that literally have so much sediment in the bottom, 12, 14, 16 inches of sediment, that it could take over 24 hours for this drain to actually drain. So you just be patient, let it drain till it's finished draining. Then what you'll do, before you turn the water heater back on, go over and close that faucet that you had turned on, turn the water back on, and let it splash into the bottom of the water heater, and only allow it to fill up for a gallon or two. You're just kind of stirring it up, and what you're trying to do is stir up that sediment to continue taking it out the hose that you have connected. Now, very, very often, you actually have to close the valve at the bottom of the water heater, undo the hose, take it outside, and rinse it, because many times that garden hose gets so clogged with that sediment that's in the bottom of the water, it quits draining. Just, again, depending on how much is in there. A lot of times, once you have all the water out, I know people that remove that hose bib drain at the bottom of the water heater and go ahead and put a nice brass nipple in it and put a nice ball cock valve that'll be a lot more easier to drain in the next time you have to do that. So turn the water on, flush it 3 or 4 or 5 times, get it as cleaned out as you can, shut the valve at the bottom, fill it up, turn the water heater back on, and you'll be all set.